In uni, you face different challenges. You face social, you face intellectual, you face financial, and some people spiritual. I said I faced all of them like that. It was
At once.
all of them at once. It was like how many years of just endurance. So basically, it just felt like a race.
I am Daniel Itomi, your host, and welcome to the 20-something Experience podcast, where we listen and learn from the lives and experiences of young adults across the world.
So for this episode, I'm here with my guys, my brothers, Blessed and Jordan. So guys, introduce yourselves.
Okay, let me go first. My name is Blessed. Some people call me Badman B. Yeah, I'm still a student. I'm in my last year in a university. I'm taking psychology. On the side, I'm a barber, part-time barber, you know, a hustler, businessman, you know.
Still hustler.
Full-time Instagram blogger.
Look, yeah, you can follow me at blessed.nuhu, you know.
That's good. Jordan?
Hi guys, my name is Jordan Joel. Went to the same uni with Daniel. We all went to the same high school, Daniel, but graduated from the University of Surrey, UK, studied biotechnology. I'm currently a fitness coach. So all of you guys that want to get in shape, holler at your boy.
Thank you guys for joining me. So today's episode is called Being an Adult, aka 419. For our listeners that don't know what 419 is, it means it is a big scam.
Yes.
And I think we can all agree that at least maybe 70% of the time, being an adult is a scam because taxes.
I guess you're taxed.
I even need like you guys say more.
Taxes go.
So the first questions I have for you guys, I'll start with the graduate, Jordan. Describe your uni experience in a few words.
Fam, it was lit. Like that's all I have to say. Uni was lit. It was so cool. Okay, so background, I'm Nigerian and I've only been to the UK once. So going to uni in the UK, that was
a lie.
Time. I've been
you've
into
been,
UK
you've been
once.
There like twice.
Nah, once for my 14th birthday before I went again.
Oh, fair.
So going to uni, that was my second time. And at first, it was a bit awkward. I was like, all these different colored people. I was actually like
politically correct. Your future employer might be listening.
I was like, I don't know how to talk to guys. Not like talk to guys. I was like, I don't like the culture difference was a lot. At first, my jokes were not particularly the best because in Nigeria.
Oh my day, Jordan. Like said, Jordan would make like Chinese.
I made a lot of racial jokes.
In front of people, and I'll be there like, wait, what?
Like, I'm really sorry. I'll take this moment to apologize to all my guys. When I got a bit more comfortable, and I really thank God for this because, man, it was tough. But at the end of the day, uni was lit. Like, it was so enjoyable. I did a lot of stuff, sports, and I did well in my degree as well. To God be the glory. Met a lot of great people. So it's not like I just graduated and I went to go and fail my everything now. So like God be the glory, like he had his challenges, that was for sure, but it was really, really enjoyable and a lot of growth as well. So yeah.
Okay, that's good. So a quick note is that Jordan and I are currently in Nigeria, so Blessed is in Canada, so we're trying this remote recording thing out, and hopefully it doesn't sound too bad. But yeah, Blessed, describe your uni experience in a few words. Don't take long like Jordan.
I'm a guy. I'll say university has been a roller coaster, you know, honestly. From year one, man, I think I liked the freedom, just being able to do things on my own. As time went on, I like began to figure things out in terms of like what I want to do. Also figure things out in terms of like myself, you know, knowing myself, you know, trying to know where exactly I fit in, what my identity is, you know, things like that, man. So I'll say university for me has just been like figuring myself out. Yeah, I know it sounds very cliche, but almost that's the case, man. Just finding myself, even though I was not that
That's blessed.
Oh my
but yeah, I think but yeah, every day man, you're discovering yourself, and I think that's what uni has been for me. Just a crazy
long. That is very good. How did you know, because we all obviously went to RFA together, Then we moved like to different
RFA's Royal
countries.
Family Academy, guys. In Abuja.
Exactly.
Hit them
Shout
up
out
if you need a
RFA.
score.
But yeah, so how did that like, because I know for Jordan and I, because we were together, I could like live through the shock of how things are different, how like British people do things and Nigerians do things, how British people follow the law and Nigerians are just, you know what, I don't want to get into it. But how was that transition? Like, was it smooth? Was it like, how was it for you?
For me, like honestly, it wasn't a big deal. I don't know if you remember me, man. RFA, like I was head boy. Like I was used to following the rules, right? I was used to doing things properly. So like coming to Canada and being in a system where things were done properly, like actually, like I really respected it, and I was like down to follow that. For me, one thing that stood out to me was like the busing system. So I come to a country, there's a busing system, there's an app that I use to know when the bus is going to arrive and to know where the bus is going to stop. And then I know I should be at the bus stop at a certain time, you know. And if you don't keep to the time, then you're going to miss your bus. You probably have to wait another 30 minutes or so, you know. So it's like the system already sets you up for to be organized, you know. The system's organized. You have to be organized, else
Yeah,
you miss out, you know. So
exactly.
it's like, yeah, that was something that stood out to me,
Exactly. You
you
know, it's so crazy because
know.
in like here, right, in Nigeria, if something doesn't go your way, you can almost talk your way into like changing the outcome. So if maybe say you're late
Yep,
on
lucky.
rent, you can like speak to the landlord and obviously, okay, well, this is how we'll pay it now because of X or because of Y. But there, like I remember what happened to me. I was living in a B&B when I first came because of just one long story. And I paid like every morning to stay for the whole day. So this specific morning, I didn't see the landlady. So I was like, okay, you know what? She knows I pay every day. I've been paying for the past week. When I get back from lectures, because I was late, I'll pay her. Simple, right? It's a simple chain of thoughts. No, nothing. I come back and I kid you not, I go to the door. I put in the key. The key is not working. I don't know how that happened. I'm like trying it, and you can tell that like someone else has a key. As the other, like, it has a key in the lock. So I'm really confused. I'm like, and I can see the lights. I can tell people are moving. And I'm like, what is going on here? Then I
Are you
go downstairs
serious?
and I see her. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, thank you for your stay. Here's your bags, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just looking at her. Like, I don't even know what to say because I'm like, I can't even, like,
I sure
straight up,
straight up.
bro. And she doesn't do it with the
It's a
acknowledgement
cold world out there.
of like, this is a shitty thing. She's just there, like, okay, here are your bags. I packed your bags for you. And I'm thinking, like, wait, what?
Man, cold
And
world.
literally, she then goes, literally, she's
Wow.
just like, okay, thank you for your stay and bye.
You
Literally, get
know,
my bag.
I was going to say, you
Do
know,
you
that's
guys
the
like that
thing,
too?
but like in the British culture, that's such a straightforward move. In Nigeria, that is the coldest thing you can do. Like, do you get what I mean? As well, that's such a cold thing to do in Nigeria. But like there, it's like fairly. Do you get what I mean? It's
That's
like
normal. So
guys, if that happened to you, guys, be like, okay,
I used
so
to.
what did he do? Do you get what I mean? But in Nigeria, even if you did something wrong and whatnot, guys are like, no, how about at least like, do you get?
No, but
Do you
like
get?
Loki, yeah, but like Loki, like she, no, she was, no, that lady
Nah,
was
she was
something
a bit.
else.
I think
Like
she was a
even
bit.
here, like I understand, and no, she was a bit too much though, because like even here, like sometimes, a lot of times, I know it's not good, but like I should pay my rent on the first, but I usually pay on the second. It's like every second I pay my rent, you know. They never really bug me. At my old house though, like they used to, for every day you'd have a late fee, you know. But in my new place, like they kind of calm. Sometimes I even ask them, oh, what's up with the late fee? They're like, cool, you know. So I think it all boils,
That's
it's
true.
actually about the individual. I know they have strict systems, they have systems that work, but like at the end of the day, like individuals are able to like, but man, Daniel, that your
It
experience
was
was
probably an
that's gold.
anomaly, to be honest, but it was crazy. That was when I think that was the first time I realized that like, yo, this is not like secondary school. This is I'm not like 16
Come
again.
on,
This
this
is
is
life.
life.
This
Go
is
to
real life.
jail straight.
How did you guys end up? Like, no
I
explanations,
just
just
moved,
me.
so I just called Jordan, and I was like, oh, this happened. Then I was nah. I think I cried on my way back because I had stressed so much for a place to stay. Like I came to uni, I'm already like 4 weeks late. There's like no place to stay. I called Jordan. I'm like, yo, like can I stay at yours for a while? Then I stayed and I moved to London. It was just such a stressful period. So that's when I realized that, yo, that this adult life, and that's where when I look back on it now, it's like one thing about being an adult, I think it's general in life, but especially especially when you're an adult, is that you have to be able to take pain and make sacrifices, because if you're not able to take the pain of certain situations, you will just not be able to grow.
Truth.
And it's so crazy how that happens, because that happened, then I'm almost better off for it, because I know better, I've understood better, and I can move on from it. Different things will happen across different years, and I'm just able to take it because I'm a bit stronger because of this unfortunate incident. And it's like all these little things that happen, we have to kind of take it in stride and just, take it on the chin and keep on moving, because literally life pulls no punches. It literally doesn't. And nah, but for uni anyway, especially for uni, what's like so far, Blessed, what's your most fond memory?
My most fun memory? Let me see, what's been my most fun
Keep it
memory in
PG-13,
uni?
please.
I hope Blessed does not cross the
Jordan, we're not kids.
Most
You know,
recent
Pastor Sarah
experience.
is listening.
Okay. One Sunday morning, we went to church. And the message was let me see. My most fun experience. Okay. Honestly, I can't remember, man. For me, I have lots of fun experiences, right? But I think maybe like being on a wedding train, I was a groomsman for
Oh,
the
that's
first time,
good.
like last year. I think that was actually fun for me. I liked that. I like that. And then I think another time when I went to Ottawa. Ottawa is another city in Ontario here in Canada. I was in Ottawa. I went to see my childhood friend. So I've been like what, maybe close to 10 years since I'd seen him. And so I went there. It was his older brother's wedding. So we just, I think it was just a vibe. Like we had a house, like this massive house to ourselves. One mansion like this. We rented some cars.
Big
So like it was
boy,
just a
the
whole
big boy
vibe, honestly.
life.
Like the whole
Give it to them.
Awesome.
No, man. But yeah, I think that was pretty fun. That was a fun experience. So
Okay.
yeah.
So this question is for both of you, but Jordan, you answer first. So obviously, as we were speaking about like the difficulty of adult life, or like the trickiness of it, and Blessed has obviously told us some of his fond memories of university, which are pretty cool, because like going to seeing someone getting married is such a wonderful and such a special experience. But one thing that I really want to kind of spend some time on is, do you think you are duly prepared for example, for you, Blessed, uni life, for Jordan, the graduation life? Do you think you are prepared like for it? And I'm not talking, oh, you went to school and got a degree. Like, do you genuinely think that, you know what, when I faced this moment, something in the past had helped me, maneuver it?
You know what? For graduation life, I'd say yes. For uni life, I could have been more prepared in certain areas, but it's kind of like you can't be prepared for everything, right? You can only be prepared for something. In terms of like life struggles, I think I was very much prepared, because like in uni, as much as fun as it was, man, real life was hitting me from second year, but it
True, true.
was wild. Like, so I faced like some financial difficulties in my second year and everything. So from second year, I had 3 more years ahead of me from then. No, I had, I had basically like 3 more years and everything. So first year was when I had like, I was comfortable. Like, you know when someone goes to uni and they go to uni to go and do university things? Like, that was, I only had 1 year of that in university. It was only 1 year. And the other years
Man
was
was
just,
even like a grown up.
it was just, bro, it was wild. Like, I had to deal with like family issues. I had to deal with financial issues. I had to deal with social issues. Then I had to deal with like overcoming educational barriers. Like, there's this thing, it's Chadwick Boseman, the guy who acted in Black Panther, who was giving this address to Howard University, and he said something about, in uni, you face different challenges. You face social, you face intellectual, you face financial, and some people spiritual. I said I faced all of them like that. It
At
was
once.
all of them at once. It was like how many years of just endurance. So basically, it just felt like a race. So when I graduated, when things were not working out as I would have presumed, like I was already kind of prepared to adapt. That's the one thing all those things just taught me, like just how to adapt. Like, you know, like that verse, like Moses is going and he doesn't know what to do, and God is like, "What is in your hand?" Like, adapting. What's in my hand? Like, okay, what can I do? I don't have a job now. What can I do? What can I do? Like, stuff like that. So I was already prepared to adapt. Like, the one thing I can say, like, on this podcast is, like, I traveled to Australia, right? Most people don't know this. Like, most of my friends, I realized, Daniel, funny enough, a lot of people don't know this. So when I traveled to Australia, I had no family in Australia. That's the other side of the world. No one in my family had ever been to Australia. I had like zero financial support. Like, when I say zero, I mean like 2%. Let's say 2 to 5% from other people. So it was like I was in the other side of the world by myself. I had to survive and do my placement and stuff. So, do you get what I mean? Like, so
That's
even the
crazy.
money to live
That's crazy.
was coming from, it was coming from God from different angles that I was not even expecting. So that time builds like faith, it builds resilience, it builds kind of like emotional strength, you know, like all those kind of things. So coming back, then final year was just wild, man. So after all those things, I won't say university itself, like the degree, prepared me for life after graduation, but the challenges in uni prepared me. That's the thing, like not backing down from challenges prepared me for it. Like I studied like a course, like no. So like having to like be and compete with guys that are coming from, I had like my friendship circle was wild as well. Like guys went to Harvard for placement. And stuff like that was my friendship circle. So I had this kind of like smart and very smart, hardworking individuals around me. So those things prepared me for like life after uni. But the education itself, nah. If you go to uni and just go to uni to go and do uni sake, like go and study, nah, I don't think that will prepare you personally
Life
anyway.
will hit you hard.
Ah, when life hits you, when life will hit you.
Game over.
Yeah, I swear. But Jordan, how did you handle, so like in a
Living
practical
like
sense,
Australia.
so you were not able to
Okay,
make
so
any money while you're in
I'll
Australia. You're
explain
not able to
Australia.
make any money.
Australia was the definition of, okay, God, I'm trusting you to take me here. I don't know how you're going to provide it, but let's do it. So I couldn't make, because every country, blessed you know, there's a cap on how many hours you can work, right? Same thing with Australia. I can only work 20 hours a week. So I had to provide accommodation. Luckily, there was no tuition fee to pay for, but it was mainly accommodation and feeding. Accommodation was almost like, Daniel, how much was our accommodation in uni? Like 6,000, £6,000 or 5,000 or something for a year.
Was a
Yeah.
semester, a year,
How much was it again?
5K.
That was the equivalent, basically, maybe a little bit less in Australia. So there was that and feeding for like 9 months. So it was just like, so what I did, this is why I say God. I found a job that every time I worked, they reduced the accommodation price. So I wasn't earning money. I was just reducing my accommodation price. So that was where, that was the only job I got. So in terms of feeding, I applied for this hardship fund thing and they granted me, they gave me a grant, but it wasn't that much. But this is the thing that was not surprising me. I didn't know the grant, they will give you money again. Even without you applying, like after a period, they'll give you again. I just remember one time I had no money. I just received an alert and like, bam! I was like, whoa! I actually like, wow, Lord, you're really doing this, aren't you? Do you get what I mean? So like, those, so that funding, some of it went to my accommodation just to completely cut it and stuff. Feeding, bro. If I think about it, I really
That's
don't know
not
how I did feeding. I bought like staples, like you know, things that non-perishables and stuff. Also, that's the thing, like it was teaching me how to like adapt in that kind of way. Like, okay, I'm not going to go to restaurants and eat out and so like I still hung out with friends, but I'd buy like proper things that would last me long, big bags of rice, pasta, like I'll buy loads of those kind of things. Bro, there was no wilding out, so there
Couldn't
was
go
no wild.
wild. Couldn't have a
Yeah.
wild Friday night.
Do you know the funny thing? Clubs in Australia are free for certain days. So I just went out with my friends on those days. But yeah, like, but then that's where God started coming in, was like stuff like that, grants. Then my friend sometimes, because he noticed, was like, this guy is not coming out to eat with us and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, my cupboard. And I wasn't saying anything. But then one time he just like, okay, just said, oh, come out, let's go shopping and stuff. Then just bought loads of food, which lasted a long time. I learned how to ration for a period
Oh,
of
yeah.
time, like properly.
Bro,
Bro, it
you
was.
went through it.
Yeah. You get
What?
what I mean? Damn, bro, if you talk about crying, there were days where I was like, man, I was like, God, like, there was one time, this where, like, miracles, this one I can't forget. I remember I had like 10, if not like $10 or something less, or less than that, to just buy food, and I was super hungry. So I went to the store, like, God, this is my only money, but I'm very hungry. I'm going to trust you. I went to the store, I wanted to get something. And then the guy, after I ordered everything I was about to pay, the guy told me not to. He said there was someone that just came that paid for my food. And he left.
What?
I'm not even
Yeah.
joking. The guy left the store, and the guy was not like, oh, you can take a drink as well. I was like, wow. Like, my head, like, those kind of things were the things that I was just like, okay,
What?
God is with me.
Jordan's life sounds like some sad drama. Oh my
Omar,
days.
guy, you've been through it. I mean, everybody has their own struggles, but like, Omar, you've seen some shit too,
You get like there's us that we've seen,
Omar.
we've gone through it, then there's Jordan's version of going through it, and it is not the
Oh
same.
my. But do you know
Omar,
the funny
this
thing?
is.
Australia was still lit. Like, it
Yeah, you
wasn't,
seem to have fun. I won't lie.
yeah, like, and no one understood, because when I was in Australia, guys would just see the Instagram post, right? I like, ah, this
What are
guy
you?
is having
I know
fun.
that's
Yeah,
life in
that's the
South.
funniest thing. They'll just
That
see the
is
post.
literally 95% of how all of like a lot of people live nowadays. You just see the
Yeah.
highlights. You don't know that somebody the night they've taken that picture, they are probably not
Like,
eating or they are going
did
through a
you sweat?
oh my
Or they were
days.
crying? You
Do you
don't know.
guess? You get
they
it. You don't
cried and they
even
cleaned
know.
it, then they also took a picture.
As in,
Oh
nah, it
no,
was
it's
mad.
crazy.
It's crazy
And
though.
one thing I know from the I can say from this story is that as young people, right, we should take risks. Like just not like just stupidly do it, but
Yeah.
we need to take
But just
risks.
do it like Nike.
Yeah, just do
Exactly. Like we need to take risks. Like this Australia thing was a big risk, but take it because
it.
you are young enough to make mistakes, but at the same time, don't make stupid mistakes. Like don't go and get someone pregnant.
Yeah, no,
Like
don't do that
that is especially when you're broke.
one.
Do
That is a mistake that does not go away.
Nah, don't do that
It
one.
literally doesn't. But it's like we have to be able to take risks and be brave. And that's one thing like school can't teach you, that school will teach you 1 + 1 = 2. So it's like blessed for you. What do you think on like taking risks? Do you think it's like it's always worth doing, or do you like to play it safe?
I would say in general, I like to play things safe. But like I've seen in my life, I've seen that stepping out of your comfort zone, like that's key, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and it definitely pays off. It would pay off a lot, you know. Especially for me, like coming from high school, like I think I was pretty like I was generally a shy person, but like with my guys, I was very comfortable, right? So coming to university, like I was still keeping that same energy, you know. Want to keep to yourself, you don't want to talk too
Yeah.
much, you know. Or like I realized, man, I had to step out of my comfort zone, like ask
Exactly.
questions, you know,
Yeah.
because there are things that I missed out on because I wasn't asking questions, I wasn't talking to people, you know. But for me, like the biggest risk that I took, so when I really began to like, you know, step out as a man, you know,
As a
that was
man.
like
As
I was maybe that was like 2016 summer, you know. By then recession had hit Nigeria now, so like my pocket money was like reducing like
Yeah.
significantly, you know. Although my tuition fees that was still paid, thankfully, but like pocket money, you know, wasn't as steady anymore. So like even feeding, there are times I don't want to lose my friends. Shout out to my friend, I don't want to give her name, but like I used to go to her house to eat, man, because like boys didn't have food.
Yeah.
Granddad.
Yeah, but like it's good to have people around, you know, that support you. So I had
Yeah,
someone who would, you
definitely.
know, like give me chow when I needed. But that was the time when I knew I need to find a job. And then finding a job wasn't easy because they wanted most of the places I applied to wanted a full-time person, and me, I could only do part-time at the time, you know. So I remember having to go. There was this guy, I went to cut his lawn. We did his lawn, we did his basement, and this guy gave me $22. That was my first paycheck in this Canada. I got that
Yeah.
$22. And for me, then it was something
That
because I'm
says
like,
life story
Omar,
is going to start with 22 bucks. That's going to be the name of
you know,
this
honestly,
conversation.
$22.
Twenty
Make
two
your first tip.
dollars.
$22 was my intro into making money for myself, you know. And then that was the same summer that I decided to buy my own tools, my own barbering tools.
Oh, okay.
And, and for me, yeah, that was a risk. But like having to step out of my comfort zone to like talk to people and be like, yo, I can cut your hair. Do you want a haircut? Things like that. You know? But then I had to do that part. It's a long story, but like eventually started paying off. People started knowing that, oh, I cut hair. It's cutting for $10. So the hustle began. And over time, man, it's been glory to glory, you know.
Honestly, yeah, best barber in Ontario, or is he in Ottawa?
I'm in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. Yeah, that's it. Winnipeg. Best barber in Winnipeg.
I'm not the best though. I'm one of the top guys.
Bro, that's so good. Cause now, literally, yeah. You go and bless the barber, and you see so many cool haircuts. There's always a reason to complain. There's always, and that's like one thing I've definitely learned, that if you want to look for a reason to complain and suck and give up, there's enough.
Yeah.
But you then have to push yourself even when you don't feel like it, especially when you don't feel like it. You have to do something and innovate. And if more so during this lockdown, that's one thing I've learned. Like, you, instead of complaining and whining, we're humans, so we'll obviously complain, but complain for like 5 seconds, then go out and think and come up with something and put into action. Okay. Not just that you think and you now lie down and go to bed. You think, you put it into action and you take that risk. And one way or the other, it will work out. If it doesn't make sense, you go back to the drawing board, you start over.
Yep.
If it makes sense, you work on it, you improve. And now with everything that we know, right, what is one thing you wish you had known that you want other people to know on their own journey?
For me, I think it's just the idea that with time, you would figure things out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and I know it's hard to tell someone to be patient, but like it's something a lot of us will have to learn on our own, you know. Just the idea that being with time and with patience, like your ideas and your dreams will come to fruition. Understand that wherever you are right now is a stage, and as cliche as it sounds, things will get better.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to like, share, and comment on this.